At the beginning of the month, it was announced that sex and relationship education was to become compulsory in schools in England. Why am I bringing up England? England, along with other nations, such as the Netherlands, Germany, and parts of Canada, have made sex and relationship education throughout schools a government priority. It will mean that government, independent, and religious schools must create specific policies to make sure that families are involved in sex and relationship education and that it reflects the needs of local communities. This will mean that primary schools will see a focus on relationships such as those with family members, friends, safe relationships they have with others they speak to, and also relationships with online content. There is also the option for them to mention some sex education, which would connect with the science curriculum that explains puberty and the human body. For secondary schools in England, they will focus on sexual health, intimate relationships, and the importance of consent in regards to online activities, drugs and alcohol, and how to reduce sexually transmitted diseases. It is also required for gender and sexuality to be addressed throughout the curriculum. An article penned in The Conversation on Wednesday has brought this to light about this situation in the land down under. Australia, on the other hand, does not have much of a specific approach when it comes to these topics. And here to tell us more is the paper's author, Dr. Jackie Hendricks. Jackie is a lecturer and researcher with sexology program at Curtin University. So in comparison to what is being currently rolled out in England, can you explain how Australia's approach to sex and relationship education differs? What is the current curriculum?
So we have a new national curriculum that's been in place for a couple of years now. And that's sort of an overarching document that each of our states and territories can further adapt if they want to. So in some places like New South Wales, they have chosen to stay quite close to that national curriculum. But in other places, they've really watered down the language when it comes to relationships and sexuality education topics.
Okay, and what factors can contribute to why it's not such a government priority? Is there anything that can influence it?
I think our Australian government is just quite nervous and conservative about legislating and mandating schools too much in this space. We do have examples in Victoria at the moment. They have mandatory delivery of respectful relationships education, and some other states and territories are moving towards legislating that area or doing it more comprehensively than they have done in the past. But I think in general, governments are just really cautious about the pushback that they're going to receive. They really want to just leave it open so that each school can be flexible to deliver the content that they think is appropriate for their school community and for their students.
I read in your article that there's little done to cater for marginalised groups such as Indigenous Australians or students who require a little bit of extra assistance. Can you explain this for our listeners?
We've got some really fabulous resources that exist to help teachers in this space to talk about relationships and sexuality education and puberty and engaging online and all those really critical concepts from kindergarten through to year 12. But unfortunately, the materials that are out there are for the most part quite mainstream, and we do need some nuanced responses when it comes to our Indigenous populations or people who may come from a culturally or linguistically diverse group, and also anyone who's got special educational needs. And a lot of the resources out there haven't been adapted with those particular groups in mind. So teachers who are working with those particular students really have to put in a lot of extra effort to adapt the current resources.
I read that teachers might not be as confident on teaching these sort of things. Can you explain that a bit further?
So when you actually train and in university to become a teacher, there is no set requirement that you have to do any training in relationships or sexuality education. Health is sort of a learning area that we allow any teacher, regardless of their training or specialty, to teach. So it's really quite common for someone to be put in a classroom and told, without very, you know, limited support or training, that they have to teach health. And then if you add that further complexity of telling them they have to teach relationships or sexuality, that can make things really difficult for them. So at the moment, we're not seeing a lot of universities address this topic.
Finally, what can be done? I guess a lot can be done to improve the situation, can't there?
Yeah, I think we can work at multiple levels. So absolutely legislating it from the top, that if we have that legislation in place, then our universities and our teacher training organisations will take this particular area of the curriculum, they'll treat it more seriously, but also providing training and support for those teachers who are already out and practicing. And then just really engaging with our parents and letting them know about the lessons that are being covered off in class so that they can support those conversations at home as well. And also really important that we're actually engaging and involving the young people. A lot of this content needs to be directed by them. They need to be telling us the type, what are your questions and how can we best meet your health needs. Yeah, and I think there's also opportunity to address it in multiple areas of learning as well. But whilst you'd be having a lot of those core conversations in those particular lessons, there's absolutely opportunity to talk about this stuff in English class, in your social sciences lessons, and just those general messages about being respectful to each other and consent. They're quite universal messages which can be developed beyond just classroom instruction. Just the normal broader school environment can really reinforce some of those important concepts.
And that is all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for giving me the chance to chat with you, Jackie.
Thank you very much for having me.